From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The proposed Syrian ceasefire goes to the United Nations. UN diplomats are considering a Security Council resolution endorsing a U.S. and Russian-backed ceasefire in Syria, which U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says is the one way that we can end this war.
The alternative is that the war gets worse, that Syria might be totally destroyed, not able to be put back together again. Everybody has said you've got to have a diplomatic solution at some point in time. The question will be, is it ripe? Will Russia work in good faith? Will Iran work in good faith to try to bring about the political transition that the Geneva Communique calls for?
Syria's warring parties have until midday Friday to say if they're participating in the cessation of hostilities that is due to begin 12 hours later. U.S. and Russian officials are holding further discussions Thursday on implementing the ceasefire, and Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov reiterated that Russia is not considering any alternatives to the plan. The Syrian government has said it will take part, but will continue attacking Islamic State and al-Qaeda-linked terrorists, which are excluded from the ceasefire plan. Meanwhile, President Obama struck a cautious tone in the ceasefire after meeting Wednesday with Jordan's King Abdullah, saying we're very cautious about raising expectations on this. The situation on the ground is difficult. In Moscow, the Kremlin said Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke Wednesday with Iran's president and the Saudi Arabian King Salman about the impending truce. Its statement said Putin and Rouhani, who both support the Assad regime, stressed the importance of further cooperation. This is VOA News. The U.S. and UN have welcomed a declaration by Libyan lawmakers in support of a proposed unity government, but expressed concern about reported intimidation of members of parliament by those who oppose the accord. A majority of members of the internationally recognized parliament in Tobruk signed a statement Tuesday saying they agree with the latest in a string of plans to establish a unity government with rivals based in Tripoli. But a vote on the proposal was not held because of threats against them. European Union ministers met in Brussels today to develop a strategy for dealing with a massive influx of migrants that are straining the resources of even wealthier nations in the grouping. Greece, one of the EU's most financially troubled members, has been struggling to cope with a bottleneck in the flow of people fleeing violence in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras warned Wednesday that his country will not agree to any more deals unless the other EU nations agree to share equally the burden of accommodating the nonstop flow of refugees. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met with South Sudan's president Thursday in an effort to advance the peace accord aimed at ending that country's civil war. Ban's visit to Juba came as the South Sudanese government and opposition prepare to form a unity government in which rebel chief Riek Machar will serve as first vice president. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, South Sudan's foreign minister said Kiir assured the secretary general of his commitment to implement the accord. He said Ban assured the president that he will urge Machar to come to Juba as soon as possible so the transitional government of national unity can be formed. The United States and China have agreed on a United Nations resolution that would impose tougher sanctions on North Korea in retribution for its latest nuclear test and rocket launch at the beginning of this year. UN diplomats told reporters about the new sanctions agreement Wednesday, a day before the UN Security Council was set to hold closed consultations on the issue. China has criticized North Korea's nuclear and missile test, but in the past it has been reluctant to go for tougher punitive measures for fear that they may lead to the collapse of Pyongyang's regime and a flood of refugees across the border into China. Also Wednesday, President Obama signed legislation imposing new U.S. sanctions against North Korea in response to Pyongyang's nuclear and military test. Iranians go to the polls Friday to elect members of parliament and the 88-member assembly of experts in the first national election since last July's international nuclear agreement. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.